Amen. Our reading, we're going to stand in a moment, but our reading today is found in the book of 2 Samuel. And at this point, David has been crowned king. It was necessary in those days, as it is in today's world, for countries to have armies or defense forces. Israel and King David were no different. Yet above and beyond David's general army, he had elite warriors under his command. So we're going to turn in our Bible to 2 Samuel chapter 23. If you would stand in honor of the word of God, it is our custom to do that. 2 Samuel chapter 23. Just a short reading, beginning at verse 8. And the Bible says, "These be the names of the mighty men whom David had, the Tachmonite that sat in the seat, chief among the captains. The same was Adino the Eznite. He lift up his spear against 800, whom he slew at one time. And after him was Eleazar the son of Dodo the Ahohite, one of the three mighty men with David. When they defied the Philistines that were gathered together to battle, and the men of Israel were gone away, he arose and smote the Philistines until his hand was weary, and his hand clave unto the sword. And the Lord wrought a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to spoil. And after him was Shammah, the son of Agi, the Hararite. And the Philistines were gathered together into a troop, where was a piece of ground full of lentils. And the people fled from the Philistines. But he stood in the midst of the ground and defended it and slew the Philistines. And the Lord wrought a great victory." Amen. I've entitled my thoughts this morning, "The Warrior Within." The Warrior Within. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that we are in your house. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We pray that you have your way in the rest of this service. Anoint my lips of clay. Bring revelation to the hearts of your people, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. The Warrior Within. In the eyes of the world, there is nothing greater than having a household name, where people know who you are instantly when they hear your name or see your face. Whether it's because of your athletic ability, your musical ability, your acting ability, your ingenuity in inventing something, or your heroic act that saved the life of others. Yet in the kingdom of God, there is nothing greater than having a household name in the kingdom of darkness. We know this is possible, because in Acts 19, when the sons of Sceva tried to cast out devils, the demonic responded to them and said, "Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you?" There is nothing greater than to be the one who stands for truth in the midst of a corrupt and evil society and being instrumental in leading someone to Christ and the ultimate saving of their eternal soul. Greatness in God's kingdom is radically different from greatness in this world. If you know even a little about the Bible, you will know about King David and the mighty warrior that he was. Yet his success on the battlefield was founded and rooted in his trust and reliance on the God that he loved and served. In fact, the Bible calls him a man after God's own heart. So it made sense for him to surround himself with others who were great and stood out from the crowd. There is a saying, "Show me your friends and I'll show you your future," or "We become who we hang with." These men who were close to David were known as David's mighty men. There were three of them that stood out above the others, and then there were another 30 after them, great warriors. But our focus this morning will be on these three men. The Philistines were a constant thorn in the flesh for the Israelites. The Philistines wanted to conquer the land and make them slaves of the Israelites, and they never let up. We see that in the Bible year after year, that the Philistines would come and attack and try and conquer the Israelites. Let us go back to when Moses sent the 12 spies into Canaan, which Brother Sam referred to this morning, to spy out the land. 10 of the 12 spies reported back to Moses that there were giants in the land and the people were too strong for them to conquer. And listen to what they said. They said, "In our own eyes, we were as grasshoppers." They allowed what they saw with their physical eyes to determine their fate, rather than trusting in the God who had proven himself over and over to them in the past. They allowed the enemy, the fear of the enemy, to cripple them into inaction. They used the words, "in our own eyes." They belittled themselves and reasoned within themselves that they were too weak. And they were weak if they relied in their own strength, amen. But how quickly they forgot what God had done through them up to that point. They had experienced deliverance from the 10 plagues. They had experienced a parting of the Red Sea. They had seen their enemy dead at the shores of the Red Sea. They had experienced the being fed with manna and quail every single day for 40 years. They saw fresh water pour out from a rock. Their clothes never wore out. And ladies, sadly, their shoes never wore out. They had a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night to lead them and protect them. How much proof did they need to believe and trust in the love and power of their God? And hear me today. Just as the Israelites had an enemy, you and I have an enemy that wants to conquer us and make us his slave. He does not let up. The Bible says in 1 Peter 5:8, "Be sober, be vigilant, for your enemy, the adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion walks about seeking whom he may devour." That is the enemy that has come to steal, kill, and destroy from each one of us. But where is your faith today? Is it in the God who conquered death, hell, and the grave, and overcame the evil one, and has put his spirit inside of you, and allowing you, and or are you allowing what is going on around you, and the fear that is trying to cripple you, to determine your spiritual walk? When David was faced with Goliath, and King Saul argued with him, and he said he was a boy. He said, "David, you are just a boy. And Goliath is a giant. From his youth, he's been a great champion fighter." What did David do? He referred back to when God had delivered him from a lion and a bear when they came to steal his sheep. He had history with God that gave him the confidence to face the giant, regardless of what he saw in front of him. Amen. And I am sure most, if not all of us here today and online, can testify of the greatness of God in our lives. Amen. Of God's deliverance, of his provision, of his sustaining power. Hallelujah. You and I have history with God. Regardless if you have been with the Lord for many years or you are just new to God, God will prove himself able. That is the confidence you can have in God and his word. Understand that the power of God has not weakened over the years. It is not and will not wear out because of use. And understand that Satan's power has not strengthened over the years. There may be more evil in the world, but that is not as a result of Satan's power increasing, but rather a result of the last days. This is what 2 Timothy 3 says. It says, "In the last days, perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. That is because of the evil within human beings that is increasing. It is not that Satan's power is getting stronger, but it is you and I. What are we doing with the power of God that is within us? What are we doing to use it in this evil world that we live in? God's power is still greater. Amen. God is as much in control today as he was at the beginning of time. He does not change. He is omnipotent. He is all powerful. The Bible tells us to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Not our might, but in his might. The 10 spies looked at their might. They wanted to do the conquering in their own strength. Two of them said, we are well able. We have history with God. We are well able. And I say to you this morning, you are well able to conquer the enemy of your soul. Amen. Let's look at what the Bible records of David's three main warriors and what they did and how we can apply it to our lives today. Firstly, Adino the Esnite. The Bible says that he lifted up his spear against 800 Philistines and he slew them at one time. Notice what Adino did. He lifted up his spear. I would assume most, if not all, of us have Bibles. Maybe some of us have more than one Bible. But how many of the Israelite army had spears? I would assume that most of them did. Yet only one had the faith to lift his up. Only one said, I will stand and I will fight. And God did a work through him. He slew 800 men at one time. And the Bible says that our Bible is the sword of the Spirit. But how many of us lifted up and actively use the Word of God and believe what the Bible says and use it to defeat the enemy of our soul? Just as God did the work through Adino because he was willing to raise his spear, God is speaking to you and I this morning. Raise your sword. Raise your sword. Use your sword against the enemy of your soul. When you speak the word of God, you are speaking life. Coming against the enemy, Jesus said three times, it is written, it is written, it is written. The Bible says, if you have faith, speak to the mountain. Raise your sword and see how the enemy is destroyed through the power of God. Secondly, Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Ahohite. I had to pronounce them a few times so I wouldn't get them wrong, these people's names. The Philistines were gathered together to battle, and the men of Israel had fled from them. Eleazar arose and smote the Philistines until his hand was weary, and his hand clave unto the sword. And the Bible says, and the Lord wrought a great victory that day. What did the Bible say he did? He arose. He did not run away from the army like the rest of them. One man dared to defy the regiment of the Philistines. Despite every other Israelite running away from their enemy, Eleazar stood his ground. The Bible specifically tells us that if it was after he stood his ground and the Lord wrought a great victory, that the Israelites came back to gather the spoil, to get the benefits of what Eleazar did with the Lord's help. Those coming after you will benefit from your stand. You and I will fight battles today that will benefit those coming after us. I want to influence the next generation to stand for truth, to believe in the power of prayer, to believe in the Word of God, that it is what we can live by. Amen. If you and I are willing to stand and fight and declare, not today, devil. I'm going to be one that's going to say, not today, devil, because I'm going to stand for truth. I'm going to fight for the truth. Hallelujah. When we do that, we are paving the way for truth to triumph, for the demonic forces of this world to be pushed back a bit more. But somebody, hear me this morning, somebody has to be willing to stand. Do not let a single enemy enter into your world. That is the area God has entrusted to you, and He wants you to stand your ground. Your ground may be your home, your children, your workplace, your thought life, your sound mind, your health, what you allow your eyes to see, or the words that come out of your mouth. Every day of our life, we need to be ready to stand our ground. The Lord is honest with us when the Bible specifically mentions that Eliezer got weary, but he kept wielding his sword. And yes, there are times when we get weary in the battle and we wonder if it's ultimately worth it. And if it really makes a difference if I pray every day. If it really makes a difference if I make godly choices each day. We are flesh and we get weary. But let me encourage you this morning. Keep wielding your sword. Keep standing, because you are not fighting on your own. Amen. God will bring the victory. And having done all the Bible says, to stand. Amen. Hallelujah. You don't know, Brother Sam talked about Ananias this morning earlier. He was just one guy. Nothing else. We never hear, as Brother Sam said, we never hear about him before or after this one chapter in the book of Acts. Yet he dared to listen to the voice of God and go pray for a man who was putting Christians in prison. One man. Who knows if he hadn't have done that, if we would have two-thirds of the Word of God in the New Testament, because that is what Paul did. Who knows what that obedience did from one man, because he was willing to stand. Understand that we are not trying to win a war. Jesus has won the war. Yes, we've had battles, but ultimately He has already won the war. He did that at Calvary. He did that when He went down to hell and took the keys of hell, death, and the grave from Satan. The enemy is already defeated. But many times we live our life like he's not defeated, like he has the upper hand. But I am here to declare to you this morning, the enemy is defeated. But I've got to believe that. I have to believe that for myself, that the enemy is defeated. Jesus redeemed all of humanity. Yet Satan is waging battles to turn humanity away from God's gift of eternal life to eternal damnation. Supernatural enemies require supernatural resources. We do not fight alone or in our own power. God has given us the armor of God for a reason. What if Eliezer had allowed his friends and army buddies to influence his decision? Everybody else is giving up. Everybody else can get away with it. I may as well join the rest. What difference will one warrior make? As we have seen from our reading this morning and throughout the Bible, that one person can make a difference. One person can be the wall between defeat or victory. For the sake of time, we won't read it this morning, but I encourage you to read Hebrews 11 this week. There are 16 individuals named or mentioned of what they did by faith. There were unnamed others as well, but each one of these heroes of the faith stepped forward by faith. And I want my name to be included in that by faith. By faith, Gina. By faith, Brother Bully. By faith, Brother Ben. By faith, Brother Marlon. By faith, Brother Sam. By faith, Brother Joshua. I want my name included in that. I want to, if I'm going to go down, I'm going to go down fighting. I'm going to go down believing that the Word of God is still true. What about you? That is my challenge to you this morning. We know that the book of the Bible is written, but the book of Acts continues. The heroes of faith continue. The warriors in the kingdom of God continue. Will you be one of them? Will the enemy be able to say, Jesus, I know, Paul, I know, and Sam, I know, and this one, I know, and that one, I know? I want that. Not because I want my name to be a household name in this world, but I want it to be a name, household name in the kingdom of darkness, that I am known to wreak havoc in the kingdom of darkness. Hallelujah. And thirdly, Shema, the son of Agi, the Hararite. The Philistines were gathered together in a troop where was a piece of ground full of lentils. And again, the Israelites fled from the Philistines. But Shema stood in the midst of the ground and defended it and slew the Philistines. And the Lord wrought a great victory. Shema stood in the middle of the ground that was full of lentils. Lentils. Like, seriously, if it was oil, gold, something. But here he was in the midst of a field full of lentils. But I can imagine him saying within his heart, this belongs to me. This belongs to my people. This is my inheritance. This is what will sustain us. You can't have our provision. You can't have what we have worked for. And you and I are standing in the midst of a lost and dying world. Truth belongs to you and me. Jude chapter 1 and 13, we are exhorted that we should earnestly contend for the faith that was which once was delivered to the saints. The New Living Translation says, defend the faith. Defend it. The Bible says to buy the truth and sell it not. What those who have gone on before us have sacrificed for is worth defending. I read an article the other day about a church in Denver in America who have decided that it was too hard during the pandemic to continue to have in-house services. And the decline in their income has led them to make the decision that they're going to sell their building and they're going to go permanently to virtual services. This grieved me. The Bible says not to forsake the assembling of yourselves together. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord, where two or three are gathered together in my name. I understand that this building is not the church, and we've experienced that over the past few years. Over the lockdown, but there is something about getting together, about corporate worship, about corporate prayer. How sad for the children that belong to that church that they will never experience something where they come and feel the presence of God, that where they see others singing and dancing and clapping. My children grew up knowing the importance of being in the house of God with the people of God every single week. Don't allow what has occurred over the past few years to change that in you. It saddens me that my grandkids missed church for so many weeks last year. I never want them to get used to not being in the house of God. This is what we do. This is who we are. And you and I need community. And there may be times where we can't come to the house of God for whatever reason. But we need to be accountable and have definite lines between when I'm in church or when I'm in service and when I'm not. Saying amen when you are eating your scrambled eggs in your pajamas on a Sunday morning, watching it online, doesn't cut it. I don't care how spiritual you are, but something in that house is going to distract you. We have to stand for truth and for what we have been given and defend it. Understand that all throughout the Bible, as long as someone was willing to stand, God was able to bring the victory. In 2022, God is waiting on you to step out in faith, to pray that prayer, to speak to that mountain, that in the midst of a global pandemic, I will stand without fear, knowing that God is in control, that those around me will be amazed because of the peace that I still have. Please don't misunderstand me. What is going on around us at the moment is grieving and distressing. But in the midst of our questions and doubts, which we all have because we are flesh, we are still able to say, God, you're still in control. You're still sovereign. You still know where we're at. You still know what's happening. You know what you're doing. You have allowed this, and I'm going to trust you anyway. Where are the Adino, Eliezer, and Shammah warriors of 2022? Are they in our midst this morning? Are you listening via online? Where are the warriors of 2022? If you have the Spirit of God in you, then you are a warrior. You may not have discovered it yet, but you are. When you have the Spirit of God in you, that is what gives you the power. That is what you can defeat the enemy with. Amen. Who are those that will stand for their ground in the midst of an attacking enemy, that will defend truth, that will not bow to the pressure of this world, that will rightly defy the Word of God, that will defend what rightly belongs to you and I as a son or daughter of the Most High God? Today is a day to make a decision that regardless of what happens in 2022, I am going to stand and declare the Word of God. That still sin is still sin. That living a godly life is still the best life of all. That I will be a light in this present darkness. That the spiritual disciplines of prayer and fasting and reading of God's word and giving will be a priority in my life. That my kids and those around me will know without a doubt that God is in control of my life and the consideration in everything I say and do. These men were warriors. But understand, it didn't happen overnight. I guarantee you that they were out there day after day practicing their skills of killing, of sword. And I understand that that's quite macabre, but they had to practice somewhere. But they became proficient. And when you add that to God, when you add that to having God in you and working through you, what can stop us? It's our flesh. It's me that stops me. But God is challenging us this morning. Will you defend truth? You know, Pastor preached last week about heaven and hell, which is not a popular thing. You know, you can listen to any sermon online, most of them, You rarely find one that speaks about hell. Why? Because it's not popular preaching. But understand, that's in the Word of God. And as long as these doors are open, we are going to preach truth. And it's up to you and I if we are going to continue to stand for truth, that we are not going to water down this Word of God, that we are going to continue to believe in the power of God, that the demonic must bow to the power of God, that there is no force greater than the power of God that lives in you, that lives in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is challenging you and I today. Here we are on the 16th day of the first month. What are you going to do with this year? I heard someone said to me yesterday, it's like we've been in limbo for 2 years. And that may be the case physically, but what are you doing in the spirit realm? The spirit realm. The physical realm of being in lockdown and being restricted does not restrict the spiritual realm. Amen. So I am calling this morning for the Adinos and the Eliezers and the Shema, that you will ignite the warrior that is within you, that God, regardless of what this year brings, I'm going to fight. And when I become weary, I'm just going to stand. I'm not going to go back. You know, when Jesus asked his disciples, are you going to go away? This is what one of them responded. Where? Where am I going to go? You're the only one. And that is if you and I will make that commitment that God, regardless of what comes in or out of my life or what happens around me, I'm going to stand. That I'm going to defend. That I'm going to be the warrior that you called me to be. Hallelujah. Let's raise our hands for a moment. Oh, God, I feel your spirit right now. Speaking to your people, Lord, you want to awaken the warrior within us, each one of us, oh God, that we will defend, that we will fight, that even the weakest Christian among us, when we have the Spirit of God, is powerful, is undefeatable because of you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us stand this morning. Hallelujah. Spirit of God is calling you this morning. It's time to stop living a defeated Christian walk. It's time to step out. Say, God, I'm not relying in my own strength, but I'm going to rely on your Spirit that lives within me. And if you don't have the Spirit of God here this morning, and you want to be filled with the Spirit of God, God is here this morning to fill you. He can fill you this morning. It's a promise of His Word. We cannot defeat the enemy without the Spirit of God, without His Word. But it's up to you and I to pick up your sword, to raise it like those men did. That even though everybody else walked away, I'm going to stand. I'm going to fight because it's worth fighting for. My children, my family, those that are coming after me, they're worth fighting for. That if I can defeat some devils, if I can break some ground for them, then I want to do it. I want my name in that names of faith. By faith. By faith. Oh, God. You are challenging us this morning, oh, God, to awaken the warrior within. The greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. It is our custom at the end of service to open our altars for you to come and pray. And this morning, if you want to come out and pray as a declaration to yourself, to those around you, to the enemy of your soul, I'm fighting, I'm defending, I'm not going to give up, that I'm here to stay, that regardless, I'm going to defend the word of God. I'm going to defend what was given to the saints. Hallelujah. Oh, God. The Lord is calling you this morning. What will you do with the challenge that he has given you? Hallelujah.